I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's been nearly 4 months since Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order started. One question that's come up is, will it lead to some kind of pandemic baby boom?
It's a little too soon to really know.
That's Dr. Jessica Kiley of Prentice Women's Hospital. She says early indication is there will be the usual number of new pregnancy visits at Prentice in July. Dr. Abby Kordick of the University of Chicago Medicine's Family Birth Center says there was a little increase in June visits, but still not enough to say there will be a baby boom of any kind. On the other hand,
I had multiple patients who planned to get their IUD removed, but actually canceled those visits and said, I'm going to hold out a little bit. I'm going to leave my IUD in to kind of get a better idea of how the pandemic goes.
We asked Dr. Kiley, are you hearing any stories about, okay, we're gonna name, you know, if it's a daughter, Corona, or, you know, things like that?
Not yet. I haven't had one of those yet.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.